Idaho voters delivered a resounding defeat to three new education laws. Voters said no to limits on teacher bargaining rights, to creating a pay-for-performance system, and to ramping up classroom technology. As Jessica Robinson reports, opponents were successful in part by billing the laws as an attack on teachers.
When the first results came in, the Vote No campaign brought out the bagpipes. Opponents of Props 1, 2, and 3 went head-to-head with Idaho's Republican State Superintendent Tom Luna, who pushed the laws through the legislature. Brian Cronin of the Vote No campaign says Idaho voters saw real-life effects of the changes.
And when you start talking about, you know, people's children and people's livelihoods and sort of demeaning professionals who have dedicated their lives to educating kids, it gets serious in a hurry. And that's really what's happened here.
Both sides brought in record amounts of money. The National Education Association Teachers Union contributed more than $1 million to the no side. But Becky Allen says the campaign was mainly driven by parents and teachers. Allen is both. She teaches fourth grade in Boise, and she hopes the results of the vote send a message to state lawmakers about teachers.
We really are the experts. We really do know what we're talking about. We see these kids every day. And I'm hoping that they allow all of us to come to the table and really look at what really is beneficial and not a mandate that goes across the board, top down.
School Superintendent Luna was not commenting on election night. Among other things, the defeat nullifies a $180 million contract with HP to provide laptops to high school students. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.